Attorney General Eric Holder said this week that legal marijuana businesses need access to bank accounts as a public safety issue. Bankers and pot entrepreneurs hailed those comments as an important step, but they said it'll take a change in federal law to make banks truly open their doors. KUOW's Amy Radel reports.
Although recreational marijuana has been legal in Washington for over a year, federal law still prohibits banks from dealing with those businesses. Attorney General Eric Holder says he's working with the Treasury Department to try and facilitate access to bank accounts. But Jim Pischu, president of the Washington Bankers Association, says it's not clear how much protection this federal guidance will provide.
Banks will then have to decide individually whether they feel the guidance provides them enough safe harbor for them to enter into banking this business.
This month, the New York Times wrote a front-page feature on marijuana business owners in Seattle paying state taxes with mountains of cash. Sean Green is another marijuana business owner. He credits that story with helping push federal officials to act. Green says he has been able to get bank accounts, but the process is difficult and time-consuming.
You're nervous, like you're doing something wrong when you go in there because you can't give full disclosure or you won't get your account. Then if you only have your bank account for 3 weeks, it didn't really serve much of a purpose.
Green says Holder's comments are significant, but banks are unlikely to change their practices without a change in the law. In the meantime, Green says his medical marijuana dispensaries are going to accept the digital currency, Bitcoin.
It's a new currency. I mean, we're already faced with banking problems and credit card problems.
Green says Bitcoin payments are made via email at the point of sale. Then businesses can trade the Bitcoin for dollars. The value can be more volatile than other currencies, but it functions outside the banks and credit card networks that are forbidden to take his business. I'm Amy Radel, KUOW News.